Well, a constant theme of the ongoing Aged Care Royal Commission has been funding for services, for decent pay, for workers. And now, estimating the shortfall is anywhere between $5 and $40 billion, the Health Services Union is launching a campaign for a universal Medicare-style levy to fund that shortfall. But an expert in ageing who put a similar proposal to the Howard government now opposes the idea. Annie Guest reports.
The abuse, neglect and indignity detailed by the Aged Care Royal Commission has prompted calls for a new approach to funding. Gerard Hayes is the Secretary of the New South Wales, Queensland and ACT branches of the Health Services Union.
We are of the view that people in Australia, many Australians, would not be begrudged the fact that a percentage increase in terms of a levy going to those who enter aged care to ensure that they've got a dignified living standard. I don't think people have got a major problem with that.
It would be on top of the existing Medicare levy, which costs taxpayers more than $16 billion a year. Gerard Hayes says the union is doing economic modelling on a levy that would pay for higher wages and more staff.
There could be funding of somewhere between $5 billion and $40 billion that needs to go into aged care. So this is something that we've got to work through.
The idea of an aged care levy has the in-principle support of the former Secretary of the Federal Health Department, Stephen Duckett. He's now an economist with the Grattan Institute.
And I think they're right on that. So the current funding mechanism is about 20-something years old. And, you know, what might have been right back in the mid-1990s is probably not right in 2020.
A recent example of a new levy in Australia was the disability levy. Is there evidence that levies lead to better service delivery?
No, but it was a way of putting extra money into disability. It was a way of recognising that if we are to have the NDIS, it has to be paid for, and all of us have to pay for it in some way.
He adds that the interplay with superannuation and other structural issues would require extensive examination. But Curtin University tax expert Professor Helen Hodgson says levies are unnecessary.
It's not really going to achieve a great deal. Realistically, there's no real difference between saying that we're going to increase tax rates versus charging a levy.
Is it really just a marketing issue?
Yes, it becomes a matter of how you sell people and remind people that their taxes are going to pay for these particular services that they may need to access.
Meanwhile, a man who once proposed an aged care levy to the Howard government is now opposed to the idea. Professor John McCallum is chief executive of the advocacy group National Seniors.
Having done a model of one of these schemes in the late 90s, which didn't get up, we're now about 20 or 30 years too late, because we're now going to require younger people to pay for a baby boom going into home care needs and into residential care needs in the very near future.
PM offered the Minister for Aged Care, Senator Richard Colbeck, an interview, but he did not respond. The opposition's spokeswoman on ageing, Julie Collins, says the system is broken and Labor would announce its policies closer to the election.
Annie Guest reporting.